want NASCAR talk, you've come to the right place. You're listening to The Race Report.
And welcome back to The Race Report. One of my fondest memories in recent years is when I worked for MRN Radio, and I did that for 4 or 5 years. Got to spend about 14 hours at Pocono Raceway a few years ago when we had first a rain delay, and then it was the year that Steve Park flipped over on the back straightaway and took out a big section of guardrail. If you remember that back in 02, I think maybe it was. And they red flagged the race for over an hour, and then we had another rain delay. You know, that thing was never going to end.
And you were out on top of a billboard.
Yeah, and then I'm standing out there on this little platform in turn three. But at any rate, Pocono, we've talked a lot about it, so I'm not going to pound on the track. I would like to see just one race there. I would like to see it just 400 miles because even with the new car, or I mean, I keep saying that, even with the old car, it was tough sometimes to see much passing there. That's such a high-speed track. The cars are so aero-sensitive, and they were before, and those corners are pretty flat, not a lot of banking to hold you there. You've really got to have your car working well there at Pocono to be able to get around people. It's kind of the similar situation with the car before of, you know, unless you were a lot faster than a guy behind you, unless you were a lot faster than a guy in front of you, it was very tough to get around him. Earlier this week, Jeff Burton, after testing at Pocono, talked about what he expects from the new car at Pocono.
This track is going to be one of our biggest challenges. I think the bumps will have a huge factor in how the cars drive. Ultimately, the more people that get it figured out, the better the race is going to be and the more competitive it'll be. I don't see the race being a whole lot different than the races that we've seen here in the past. I think they'll be very similar. There's a chance that the race could be better, and there's a chance it could be worse. It just depends on how good the leader is. You know, you can go somewhere and the leader just have it figured out and put a hurting on everybody.
Okay, a couple of things he said there. Oh, pardon me, my alarm's going off.
Time for your meds.
Yeah, there you go. I knew I was overdue on those, but I'm starting to twitch. Anyway, the thing is, he said there, it depends on how many people have it figured out. Well, as we've seen, not that many people have this new car figured out yet, certainly on these kind of tracks. A 2.5-mile track, it's going to be the highest speeds they've run so far with the new car, other than the restrictor plate tracks, I guess. Actually, they'll go faster at Pocono than they have there. Maybe Atlanta be the only place. But, I mean, it's going to be tough. And not many people have it figured out yet, and we've seen the leader is way better than everybody else just because he's the leader. So
the part that scared me the most about his statement there was we could have a race worse than we've ever seen before.
I'm not real optimistic. I'm hoping for the best, but kind of expecting the worst. Let's see what the weather's going to be like this weekend at Pocono. Here's Race Report meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Hey, Steve and Sam, we're all set for Pocono this weekend. And much like last weekend, the end of this week will be full of rain and thunderstorm chances. But by Sunday, a ridge of high pressure spreads over the northeast part of the country and heats things up just in time for race day. At the Green Flag in Pocono, sunny and 85. There will be a slight chance for an afternoon thunderstorm. Winds will be out of the west-southwest around 5 miles per hour, so really no issue there. If you'd like, you can follow race weather online at thestormreport.com. I'm the Race Report meteorologist Dan Holliday.
This is the race. Denny Hamlin has really had this thing figured out since he's come into the series. He swept both races there his rookie year, had a good car there last year, one of the races, and had some trouble. But Denny Hamlin has been very, very strong at Pocono. Can he continue that with the new car? Don't know. And we touched on it earlier. Kurt Busch had one of the most dominating performances I've seen in this series in recent years at Pocono last year. I don't think Kurt Busch is going to win it again, but I will go with Denny Hamlin to win it this weekend in Pocono, because I think he just, for some reason, this track is just really to his liking, and new car or not. Jeff Burton also talked about the fact that after that test at Pocono, he didn't think the new car drove a whole lot differently than the old car there, which may be good or bad. But anyway, I'm going to go with Denny Hamlin this weekend as my pick.
All right. I haven't been able to put a whole lot of thought into this week, but I really think I'm not going out on them. I'm not taking a chance. Kyle Busch, until you prove to me you can beat him, my success at picks has been horrible. So what do you know?
Well, that's
maybe I've just jinxed him.
Yeah. Well, you know, he'd be a good pick because he's been good everywhere. Well, whatever happens, we will be back to talk about it with you right here on the Race Report next time. Thanks to producer Paul Knauer. Thanks, Sam, and thanks to you. And check us out at RaceReportRadio.com too.
Good job, guys. Woo! All you guys done a heck of a job.